Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Pion and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Pion.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, the last day of the year!
It is the last day of the year.
Very exciting. As I've said the last 3 days, I love New Year's. It's the greatest holiday in the creation of man. Think about it.
In the creation of man, yes, I guess so.
Well, in the creation of man, like, why'd you have to pause for that?
Because I was thinking about, I guess this is theoretically a man-created, like, manhood, human.
It's a human holiday, right.
Human holiday, instead of a religious holiday.
Right, because, I mean, time
we created the calendar.
Right, even though time is, I guess, is always existed, but I guess.
But actually caring about it.
Right, and counting.
Like, counting it.
And setting a time where the year changed, like,
Yeah. Everything
resets.
I guess that would really.
Yeah. So, awesome!
Yeah, man. Yay.
Man-made holiday. So, what happens a lot in the fitness world?
In the January 1st day.
January 1st, or the first Monday.
Yeah.
Typically, it's the first Monday.
Which
so
is the 3rd.
The 4th.
Yes, the 4th.
The 4th. So, this 4th, if you're a regular gym goer, don't go at any time between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. or 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Because all the gym noobs are going to be, like, rushing the hell out of fitness
stuff. It's
going
to be jam-packed.
Pandemonium. I just love the fact that pandemonium has the word panda in it.
And, see, the thing with pandemonium, and it has pandas. Pandas are very nice and look nice.
But they will rip your eyes out.
They will kill you.
They will maul the crap out of you.
Pandemonium. It's kind of the same. It sounds really nice, but it's, like, intense.
Yeah. It will take your eyes out. So, one thing you can do to set the year off right, though, and one thing that we're going to be talking about today, is how to set reasonable, attainable goals.
Yes.
So, and I think this transcends just fitness goals, because this system, well, the way I do it for fitness goals, I do it for financial goals, social goals.
Yeah.
You know, all the goals in the world.
All goals. It's a fun thing in the realm because goals, I find, a lot of times people set goals that are so unobtainable that it's frustrating, and then within a day or two, they get frustrated and then don't even come close.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love massive goals. Like, I plan on running the world one day.
Okay.
So, but I know that, you know, Rome was not built in a day, and neither will my empire.
Yes.
So, you have to go step by step, as opposed to mountain by mountain.
That is very correct.
Right. What would your first instinct be for goal setting, Tyler?
Like my personal or just for people?
Let's start personal, and then move on to everyone else.
Personally, I tend to start the weekend or whatever, this is a good example because Monday is the 4th.
Uh-huh.
So you have Saturday and Sunday kind of as wing days.
Like, is that really, kind of like null days?
Yeah, they really don't count towards anything. I always tend to get really organized those days.
Okay.
I find that's good in your personal, your financial, your fitness, your nutrition. That's the day I go grocery shopping and I kind of redo my refrigerator. I look at what my fitness goals are and I redo them. I map those out. I kind of reorganize that weekend.
Right. Okay.
So that's something to try.
Right. Yeah. Set aside. I think people don't set time aside to do goals. They're just like, oh, yeah. I was like, I'll just do this, obviously, you know? or they're not specific with their goals. Like, one of my favorite things to do is set 5 minutes, like literally 5 minutes, and write down all the things that you want to accomplish. And then, like,
and that's a day to a week to a year.
I go 1 year. Fitness. I go 3 months. Well, actually, no. Fit for New Year's. I go a month, 3 months, year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years,
death,
20 years, 50 years.
Okay.
So, like, set time and just like write all the things that you want to accomplish in your fitness life. I want a six pack. I want to be able to hold my grandchildren. I want to never be in a scooter. I want this. I want that. And just write it down. You don't need to be like full-fledged sentences, but just write it down so that you can know what it is. And then, I mean, that's a good place to start. So you know the end goal and the place that you can start with too. So you can kind of map everything out in a nice stream of consciousness.
I like that.
And you don't have to write like all your 3 month goals at once. And all your, just write it as they come to you.
Yeah, kind of just comes to you as they will.
Yeah. So that's step one in my mind.
Step uno
is really just lay out everything you want, and that works for, like I was saying, fitness, financial, social, romantic, etc. and etc. So and don't worry about how you're gonna get there yet.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Write out your goals. Write out what you want. Don't be realistic.
End point, not how you're getting there. Just
yeah.
End point stuff.
That's huge. If you try and limit yourself by, oh, I'll never be able to run a marathon, blah, 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 that's just such, I don't know, defeatist
bull crap. Well, it's one of those things like if you want to run a marathon, okay, maybe that could be a 3 month goal that if you don't reach, it then becomes your 6 month goal.
Right. Because the next, jumping ahead a little bit, in 3 months, you're going to go back and reevaluate your goals. I want you to look at your goals every single day, but you're going to reevaluate them in 3 months. So you see your 3 month goals every single day. Look at them, make them real in your mind, and go for them every day. And
yeah.
That way, you'll be motivated.
And it's something that will make it easier in the sense of, see, I have to do everything in the morning. Like, I'm a morning person,
right,
first and foremost. So if I don't acknowledge my goals for the day within the first hour of the day,
your time's wasted.
They're done.
Right.
Like, it won't get done. I usually will get into a funk of, I mean, this isn't bad. I actually do plan for these days some days where I literally watch movies all day, or I'll play, you know, Xbox all day, or I, you know, with work and working set hours, you have to, and this is for everybody that works like a 9-to-5 or any kind of long hour job, you have to set time to do the workouts, to go on the date with your girlfriend if you have romantic goals. If you have, you know, you have to set, you have to plan. I find planning and not winging things
right
makes it a lot easier to accomplish goals.
Yeah, I mean, that's really important. Just to say it too, like just to say, oh, I have this, and this planned is not enough. Like that to me is just barely above winging it. You have to write down your goals. And I mean, there are applications on phones to do it, but it doesn't beat writing down your goals and frequently looking at them.
Oh yeah. And because on my phone, I have a task list because I have the Windows type whatever phone. And the tasks, so it never really, like, lets me check them off right, but I always have this list of just, like, random things that I need to do.
Right.
And I always check that in the morning, and it kind of is a nice reminder.
Yeah. I've gone through a bunch of iPhone apps and looked and kind of come to the conclusion that I don't use them. Like, but if I write things down, then I at least have a paper copy sitting on my desk when I get home. And if you've been listening for a while, you'll know that I'm kind of the opposite of Tyler. I'll tend to stay up later, and I get my moments of inspiration then to clean up, to write my... I'll try and write a task list for the next day that night, so I don't have to... So I wake up and I'm instantly productive.
That's what I'm trying to do now, is do at night, take the last, like, half hour of my night to get ready for the next day. Just kind of be like, okay, I know what my workout is. My gym bag's ready.
Right.
I know what I'm going to eat in the morning. My laundry's here. My this is done. So that's kind of the stuff that it sounds tedious and it sounds difficult. Like, it sounds like you have to remember to do all this stuff. if you kind, I mean, it's the last half hour of your day. So while I'm brushing my teeth, I'm thinking, okay, do I have everything for this? It's just kind of multitasking to a realistic extreme. Right. I feel like multitasking gets a bad rep where it's like you're brushing your teeth, watching a movie, and talking to people and doing like, no, just it's you brushing your teeth. Okay, what am I doing today? This, right. this kind of a thing. Or in the shower, I make a list. I write on the walls of my shower sometimes. That's fun. Because our showers,
yeah,
they steam up.
Right.
And so you can write on them.
Huh.
And well, I can visually see it that way.
Mine doesn't steam up that much because the whole fan thing is pretty loud. Like, it eats up all the steam.
Mine?
Oh, you mean the sliding glass.
Yeah, the sliding glass.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the tile for a second. I was like, how the hell are you writing on the tile?
No. On the glass window, okay. On the glass sliding doors of it.
Okay. Because Tyler and I have our own separate bathrooms.
Yeah. But they're the same showers.
Exactly.
And so, like, I write on that when it steams up, and I can read that, and I can kind of make my list, and I will figure out stuff that way.
Right.
Just because I'm a visual person.
Okay.
That helps.
The next big thing that is important is to share your goals. I think that you pick certain ones that you really, really want to accomplish, and you share them. So, one way to do that, email us your goals for 2010. Just pop us an email, say, these are my goals. They can be fitness-related, socially related, romantically related, whatever you want. Pop us an email at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
Or on our Facebook page.
Or on Facebook.
Post it as a comment, and that way everybody knows your goals and can kind of keep you accountable.
Right. And what?
Or an Ing
site. Yeah, which we haven't. I've been keeping. That's one of my goals for 2010 is just to make sure that thing is running 100%, and we're putting good content into that. So you guys can keep me accountable to that. That I'm making this public. And what I want to do in 3 months is go through everyone's goals that we got and send them an email and ask them to answer us honestly how they're doing.
Yeah.
Because one thing that a lot of people, because at the gym I have, we give people assessments, and then we give them a program, and then quarterly they get a program update, right? So what I'll do, so what you do is you do your assessment, then you do your program, and what a lot of trainers will do is they'll let them do the program for 3 months, and they'll call them and say, hey, let's set up your next appointment, because they get it for free, why not, yeah. Why wouldn't you do it? And they're like, oh, I haven't been keeping up with this program, so I'm not gonna set my next one up. To me, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because then you're not hitting the base of the problem.
Yeah.
You know, like just because since you haven't been doing it, well, talk to someone whose profession it is to make sure that you do it. Right. Which leads me. I'm kind of jumping around to my next point is for fitness goals. At the beginning of every year, almost any personal trainer will give you an assessment.
For free.
Or a free workout or something for free. Take advantage of that a little bit. Like,
oh, yeah.
Don't feel bad about saying no to their sale. Because whatever. Just go in knowing that you have the power to say no.
Yeah. And the funniest thing is, like, I got a card 2 days ago from my gym from another personal trainer. And I was like, thanks. Yeah. It just kind of was like, okay, whatever. Yeah. And I'll probably give it to a friend so that they can work out with me. But that was kind of the sense that I was just like, people want to help you succeed.
Right.
Some of them want to charge you more than others, but
right.
Everybody wants to help you at the gym succeed.
Exactly. I mean, I talk to the trainers at my gym and get ideas and whatnot. Tyler just grabbed, I bought some razor blades the other day, and they're the wrong kind for my thing, but I already cut them open. So I think I have to go back and buy another razor. So pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't fit.
Because they're the kind that you have to shut.
Yeah, it's the cartridges, so it doesn't fit. It's so dumb. And I already cut it open. They're not going to take it back. It's aggravating. Because they're both the same company. So I think the same company would have the same.
But you bought the Mach 3 instead of like the quad. Something.
No, I have that one, the orange one.
Oh, yeah, the Fusion.
I have the Fusion handle, but I bought Mach 3 blades thinking, oh, they must fit. They're the same brand. So, but they're different models. Yeah, it's so dumb. I don't like that at all.
Huh.
Yeah. So, there's that. Okay, so, we talked about getting accountable. We talked about all that. One thing that I I'm a big fan of. When we did this, we talked about this at the beginning of the podcast, or at the beginning of our time doing the podcast in earlier episodes. But I'm a huge, huge fan of visualization. I think visualization is such a key thing to do every single day, and to visualize where you want to be, not just in your fitness life, but everything. So picture that your perfect life and just imagine that every day. And then it's a big thing, because then you get motivated, and you're look for ways in your life to make that perfect life happen, as opposed to just letting it happen by, you know, random happenstance and letting other people run your life.
Yeah.
So I think it's a big, big part, just to know where you want to go in life. And if you don't know where you want to go in life, and 2010 is your chance to set that up. Like, if you just want to be a stay-at-home mom, great. How do you want to do that, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to be the best racquetball player in the history of the world, how are you going to go about that? All those things. I think that's, I mean, not even how you're going to go about that, but how is that going to look to you? That's important. Yeah. You looked at me and like...
No, I was just... Yeah. Well, it was more like racquetball.
Yeah, I just chose the first thing that came to mind.
That's
fine. My gym used to be a racquetball club, so we have racquetball courts.
But, yeah, so it was entertaining. I think those are all... It's very personal what you... Keyword is you want to do.
Yeah.
And only you really know how to get there. We can help you. We can push you along, but you're the person that's going to do it. So figure out what way is going to work best for you.
Right. I mean, even if we were working with you one-on-one, we'd have maybe an hour a day if you're paying us out the ass and emails. And that would be about it. So you still have 23 hours a day to screw up.
And
so it's really your choice.
And even in that 1 hour... we have to figure out what works best for you.
Right.
So in that, you're doing it too. So right. Like, it's all you, and you can have some help along the way.
Right. But, yeah. No, I completely agree with that, Tyler. Because it's so silly when I talk to people and they're like, oh, yeah, I just got to get on the right program. The program's not working for me. That's a lack of personal responsibility. That's just foolish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those funny things where it's like, oh, the program's not working for me, so I haven't worked out the last month.
Right.
Really? That doesn't make sense.
No. Or, oh, I felt really sore the next day, so I decided not to do it ever again. It's like, okay, no, just do it, but not as hard. Or, oh, I got hurt because of this. Maybe you were doing it wrong. Like,
yeah.
This gym is better than others, but half the people I approach and say, oh, you know what, let me give you a hint, like, let me give you a tip. Like, do this instead of that, and you'll save your shoulder. See them the next week doing the exact same thing that they were doing when I corrected them. So, maybe it's... I mean, you're doing something wrong. Like, as much as that hurts to say or realize,
yeah.
Maybe you're doing something wrong.
So, let's see. In the fitness world goals, I have found it, and this is... personally hard for me to say. I found it easier working out with somebody.
Yeah. No, because
having somebody that keeps you accountable.
Yeah. No, I agree. There's a guy at the gym. He's a really cool guy. He's like, every time I work out, he's like, yeah, you're working out? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it with you. Okay. And it like, it gives you that extra little drive and the extra little push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something that, just to throw out there to you, is find a workout buddy.
Or classes, or boot camps, or whatever. Whatever's going to get you to be accountable. And make a friend, like we were saying yesterday, make a friend in your class, because that's big. And then you have people who know you. Like, the gym I'm working at, everyone knows everyone. And they always ask, hey, I haven't seen you this last week. Where you been?
People will start asking.
Yeah.
And people will find you.
Yeah. Yeah, they will.
People will find you.
Yeah, they definitely, definitely will. Also, make your fitness goals attainable. If you haven't been working out in the last 2 years or 6 months or whatever it is, and your goal is to run a full marathon by June,
let's pace that out.
Let's aim for 10K by June.
Yeah.
Let's really stretch this out, or a half marathon or something, because... one, your bones and ligaments and joints and muscles aren't used to that pounding. Like, running, even though it isn't as impactful as some doctors say, it's still a lot of forces going through your body. So if that's one of your goals,
let's use the marathon goal, because it's kind of that thing of, it's January 1st. If I had a goal to run a marathon on December 31st, 2010, I personally could obtain that goal, being physically at, and if I ran, that's 12 months. Most people could do that, yeah. But let's say you're obese and you whatnot. Let's put the first goal as like a 5K,
right,
3 months from now. In worst case scenario, I'm a big fan of setting the bar low, and then
exceeding it,
hitting it, and then moving on, like winning those battles.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I'd rather have an easy victory and then up it and go small. I mean, prime example is the email we had the other day, Emily. I mean, she's done like all the small things, and she's lost a ton of weight, and she's moving up in the world towards, you know, the full marathon.
Yeah.
So she's doing it the exact right way. And she's, again, still such an inspiration. Very cool email that we got from her. If you didn't hear yesterday's podcast, was it yesterday or the day before?
It was, yeah, two days ago.
So Tuesday's podcast. Go check that out. Very good story. One of my favorites. So, also, again, if your goal is
now my friend on Facebook.
Yeah, she friended me, too. Hey. Very cool girl.
Best friend for life.
BFF. Another thing is also with physical goals, like six-pack abs, et cetera, just know that that might take a little while to get there. So, be patient. You probably won't get there in a month, unfortunately. Like, my older brother, prime example. He's used to weigh in the 130s, 140s.
Okay.
We had the 150 challenge. For the longest time, Moz could not break 150 pounds.
Okay.
He's now in the 160s, and it's all the way he's added his muscle.
Good.
And so he looks, like, when he's working out, he looks good. Like, Moz has put on a lot of good muscle weight. That's nice. So, but it took him good 2 years, 3 years to do that and break 150. And the 150 challenge is a joke now. So, you know, Moz is in the 160s now. So, I mean, he still doesn't hold up to me or the little one, but
he is a little bit thinner than you guys. Yeah,
but he can still, now at least he can push back.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. What are some other goal tactics that you have? Like, what about being demotivated or backsliding or all of that?
Let's go with motivation. I find motivation's a hard thing. In the realm of it, most days it's in the mornings or when I just realize I'm not really motivated today.
Right.
I know that music can motivate me. I know that movies can motivate me. I know that kind of taking 10 seconds and going, okay, by not doing this, what am I missing out on?
Right.
What am I not doing? And not going to lie, yes, there's those mornings that I just can't give 110%, not even, you know, 50% to a workout because of just mentally drained from other events and whatnot. I then know that that workout I have to push to a new tomorrow, and one of my rest days is now gone.
Right.
You know, like, you have to, it's kind of that thing where I feel like this is kind of going to get political. It's kind of the thing that, like, the government's done with money, where they just kind of felt like it would always be there, but eventually you're going to run out of days to work out.
Right.
Like, eventually you're going to get to that day and you're like, oh, I didn't hit my goal because I didn't ever work out.
Right. Whenever I get demotivated, it's always like, well, what's going to, like, what you said earlier kind of hit a chord. It's like the carrot and the stick kind of a thing. Like, yeah, staying in bed an extra hour might be good, a good small carrot now, but later on it's going to hurt. So for me, you have to associate a lot of pain with not getting out of, like, with getting out of, or with not hitting your goal. So if you associate, like, if I don't get out of bed, then I'm going to stay fat. Then you're going to get out of bed and work your ass off.
Yeah.
And be consistent about it. You just feel the way you feel when you are, you know, made fun of or whatever your goal might be, or when you can't get off your couch, feel that way, right when you're feeling like, oh, I don't know. And if you're not motivated to move and get your butt out of bed and go work out, then you're not thinking about it hard enough. Like, really visualize that and feel what it might feel like do what like Ebenezer Scrooge, you know, the whole past, present, future, the ghost.
Yeah.
Take yourself 40 years in the future and see what it's going to feel like if you never reach that goal.
Way to bring it into the holiday spirit.
Thank
that
you.
Was good. Well done.
Because, I mean, that to me, I've done that before. I'm like, wow, it's a really powerful thing. So actually go through it. Picture yourself 5 years from now, 10 years from now, never reaching that goal. How's it going to affect you physically, emotionally, mentally, socially, romantically?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good example of Christmas Carol. Like, in the sense of it, I just saw the play of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, last week or the week before that. And it's kind of that thing of, yeah, you know, we were talking about earlier today in the podcast that, you know, take 5 minutes, take an hour kind of thing. And in that hour or, you know, 5 minutes, however much time you have, go, okay, well, what are going to be the struggles? And do the past, present, and future. Be like, okay, what in the past is going to make this so that this is difficult? Okay, I know that I have a problem eating vegetables. The reason why, I never ate them as a kid. Okay, now in the present, how am I going to do this? Okay, I need to hide them in my protein shakes. I need to hide them in, you know, burritos or in sandwiches and stuff like that. Okay, how is that going to affect me in the future? Okay, this, and this.
Right.
So in that, I've now hit my past, present, and future in my goal, and I've now figured out how to accomplish that.
Right, and get the motivation. I mean, like, yeah, that's a really good example, Tyler. Way to go.
So.
Cool. Other things, because, I mean, goal setting is such a huge topic, and we've thrown so much at you.
I kind of just hope that this motivates you to set the goals.
Yeah.
It's really kind of where I'm hoping for this podcast is that you're listening to it and you go, okay, I should, I mean, literally right now, if stop, I mean, once you're done working out.
Pause. Pull over. Do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do, or, you know, set time tonight and, you know, don't watch the balls dropping tonight. But, you know, you've got time.
Well, here's my deal.
Figure it out.
Momentum is a huge force, right?
Yeah.
So if you're feeling motivated right now, go pull your car over, go into Long's, grab a notepad and some paper and write down your goals. Be late to work and say sorry, you know? Like, it's okay. It's more important to set yourself up for the rest of your life than being 5 minutes late.
I've also done it, like, because on my phone I can write down notes and whatnot. Uh-huh. I've been at work and just been like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, sit on the pot.
Sit on the pot, and I'll just start, you know, writing down my notes of what I need to get done.
Right. Write it on your hand. Like, make sure that you don't lose the power of this. Like, because this is huge. This is beyond anything that we can give you. Like, oh, do squats. Oh, eat broccoli. Getting you motivated to move, that's huge. That's the most important thing. So, if this has at all motivated you, then do it. I mean, unless you want to end up like Ebenezer Scrooge and then only have 3 years of your life before to live happily before you die. I mean, that's kind of like, if you think about it, it's kind of tragic. Like, that guy's old, and so he's going to live a happy life for 3 years after living a tragic one for 70, you know?
Yeah.
So, don't let that be you.
Yeah, don't be the Ebenezer.
Don't be the Ebenezer. Got anything else before we get out of here?
No, I think that's about it.
Nice. So, that was a good one. I'm pretty happy with that.
Goodbye, 2009.
10, 9,
8.
No, I'm not going to do that, actually. No. That sounds kind of bad.
That does sound like
Tyler, why don't you just take us out with something sexy?
All acquaintance be...
I don't know
what that song is. I don't know. New Year's isn't my favorite.
It's mine. I don't even know that song, though. I just kind of
hum and mumble through.
Yeah.
Just start 2010 with a bang, and let's knock this sucker out.
Yeah, let's do this. Send us your goals, okay? Do it right now.
At True Fitness Academy. No, at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
Yeah. Have a great New Year's. Be safe. Don't get too drunk. Don't drink and drive.
Has anybody emailed you to be their New Year's kiss?
No.
No.
Come on.
I figured that might have happened. That was the last thing on the holiday guide.
Yeah, no, it's not going to I'm probably going kissless this year.
Unless
it's you.
No.
You're right. That's really gross.
Sorry.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow and next year. Have a great New Year's. Peace. Don't forget the ones you love and let's have a good time. Don't forget the ones you love and days of old blank signs.